B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right.
It's a retake.
It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, so many guys' contracts are up or on the brink or salary cap stuff. So a lot of decisions to be made. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. So a lot of decisions, in the next couple months.
Oh, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. I made my team sell out this year. And sort of hamstring themselves with what they could do this offseason. So I'm good. I'm good with dealing with that now. Thanks, but I'm gone. Goodbye. Who wants a year or two of that guy if you're building something? Like I think, the Patriots are going to try to do. I would say no thanks, Aaron Rodgers.
Plus he's so miserable.
Oh, he's so miserable. The worst.
Those comments. Ooh, I'm such a thinker.
Well, you're not a thinker. I'm a thinker. Me and my friends.
Yeah.
Weirdo. He's
miserable.
You ask if I want him, I say no.
I don't think he's going to inspire greatness in any team that he goes to. He's a great quarterback. Still, even with that performance last night. But to come in and take over a team, be the leader without just being he's the de facto leader in Green Bay. He's a quarterback. Yeah. Everyone's kissing his ass to get him to stay there. But he goes to another team, you're going to follow that guy?
See, there's something off with him. And I say this because we've called games against him. Most quarterbacks go to the sideline, talk to a coach, deal with an offensive coordinator, go over the flips of the Microsoft Surface tablets, or you use the Polaroids. Bill still uses Polaroids. You talk to somebody. When we call games against him, he never talked to anybody. He went right over, picked up a baseball hat, put it on, crossed his arms and stood down the other end of the bench and watched the play that was happening then. Then when it was offense's time, he ran over, grabbed his helmet, and ran back up. There was never, hey, Aaron, what do you think of this or that? Or they're showing us this. I don't think he wanted that interaction in between series. Let me be in the game. Let me absorb the game. That's how into the game I am. I don't need you. Stay away from me. I don't need you telling me what to do. He's an odd cat, man. Odd cat. So I take back that. I'd say no to bringing him in because I think he could screw some things up for you.
Yeah, I'm good with that. And I think there are a lot of teams that would be all set with him and the money he will take and the uncertainty about how much longer he wants to play. Right?
Yep.
I don't know. Tell me which team it is that wants him. And I think maybe San Francisco is a good one because they're not ready to go to Trey Lance. But if I were them, I'd want to play Trey Lance. I would.
Yeah, but if San Fran is popular, it seems like that could be a spot where he would want to go.
For how long?
2 years.
So that's now 3 years into Trey Lance. After you traded up to take him in the top five, you're going to
play over.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't justify that if you're them.
Then what are they still kicking the tires on it for? Why are they always asking if he's available?
Well, they did that prior to the draft.
Yeah.
They did that before they did the
draft. Even when he played out there and was winning playoff games against San Francisco out there and back when Kaepernick was playing and all that, they were still mesmerized by the guy.
I mean, I could see why a team like Pittsburgh might do it.
Ooh.
You've got to be in a situation.
Steal a fight song, please.
Where you've really got nothing. And you've got some pieces in place.
Oh,
and they've got some receivers.
Pittsburgh, oh, they'd like him in Pittsburgh. Hey, weirdo boy. You're weird. You're strange like us. You and me, we want a con.
How about Carolina? Carolina?
Nah.
No?
Nope.
They've got nothing. They've got no answer for their team. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, but if it goes down the way you said it, Beetle, it's like, tell us where you want to go. We'll find it. We'll figure it out for you. He's not going to say Carolina.
No, he's not, but he may have limited options.
He's going to say Miami.
Okay, it's not Arizona. It's not Atlanta. It's not Baltimore or Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I'm going down the list of teams. Carolina, I'd put it as a maybe.
He talked about it with Brady when he was playing golf. That's so cool. You play in warm weather now. I'd like to play in warm weather too.
It's not the Bears, Bengals, or Browns. Not the Cowboys.
No.
Broncos? That's one.
It's an option.
It's a possibility. Lions? No.
No.
Sorry. Texans? No. Colts?
Colts.
I don't know how they make that money work, but they are not committed to Carson Wentz.
It's not warm weather, but you got a dome.
And they've got a team. They don't suck.
Yep. They need Wentz to, like, get lost. Like, don't
he's
drive.
Got a lot of money.
Go on a drive,
but
lose yourself
at the
somewhere.
End of the season.
Don't say, hey, help find me.
Did you hear them? I mean, they did. Frank Reich did not commit to Carson Wentz's future there.
Well, he shouldn't.
He was a smart guy. Sort of non-committal.
Smart guy.
Jacksonville, no. Chiefs, no. Raiders, I don't think so. Maybe. Could be. I don't know what the deal is with Carr.
Dome.
Chargers, no. Not the Rams. Dolphins?
Dolphins have nobody. This guy, here's the weirdest thing.
Losses next year.
And I said this. I said this when they whacked Beef Flow.
Four losses already.
I said this when they whacked Beef Flow.
Patriots.
You cut loose a guy like Brian Flores.
Yeah.
That means you've heard something. Like you've already done the back and forths or talking to people that there's a real good choice that Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson could come here. And these guys want to play for this coach. Like, you had a plan. With the guys they're interviewing, it doesn't feel like they've had a plan. They're just bringing in any guy to interview. Stephen Ross has had no plan post-Flores. That's scary.
How do you know that? Because they haven't hired someone yet?
What day is it right now?
Who's hired a coach yet?
Nobody, really.
It's eight openings. There's not a single hire that's been made yet.
Doesn't seem like he's after McDaniels. Seems like he's interested in Daboll.
Daboll, by the way, I mentioned this earlier before Read and React. Brian Daboll is now the one of the finalists for the New York Giants job.
He's going to go there. I think he played ball in Rochester. Grew up in Seneca. Wife's from the area. Did a lot of time in the Northeast. Coached for the Patriots a lot of years. Was with Buffalo for at least 4 or 5 years. Went to Cleveland. Knows the Northeast. Knows that area. Daboll's a good fit. He's paid his dues. I like Daboll. I'd take Daboll over them, over the rest of them there.
Yeah, you overrate him.
Yeah. Why don't you like Daboll?
I just don't think that he's as good as you've made him out to be. I think it's personal for you. Some interesting calls there in the final minutes of that game, even with the incredible performance by Josh Allen. There were some weird play calls in that game that I don't know that I would completely agree with. But I think he, you know, will probably get a shot at being a head coach.
Yeah.
He's been an assistant for a long time, so he's qualified. He's certainly qualified to get a head coaching job. Unlike some of the people that are getting mentioned this cycle, including Josh McCown with the Houston Texans.
Stunned by that.
Which would be a freaking embarrassment to the NFL if they hire that guy.
The national media loves this stuff.
Did you hear why? Did you hear some of the things that are being said as to why? Why he might get the job? He's a Fellowship of Christian Athletes guy.
Yep, just like Frank Reich.
Which is very appealing to the owner of the Texans.
There you go.
Well, you know who's in his ear.
Well,
Easterby.
Of course.
Hey, how Easterby was able fishes. To, you know, Easterby was able to basically cozy up to the owner was through the religious link. Now they might be hiring their head coach based on that.
Well, I mean, Easterby is such a good speaker, you know, when he goes out and about and spreading the word.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a mess. 617-779-0985. Let's get back to your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Move.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone.
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. I got a question.
All right. What?
Hardy, you're a prop swap guy.
Yeah.
Over, under, total amount of people in this building that potentially share a microwave.
I mean,
with COVID and everything and restrictions, I'd say maybe five bring their lunch and would heat it up in the microwave. Five and a half.
I'd put it closer to 10.
And to this day, where we have complained about this before, we've done shows on this. We bitched about it at the other place when we were there. Somebody still came up and cooked fish in the microwave the workplace.
Today?
Yeah. Hardy just got walked in there and goes, oh, my God, somebody cooked fish. I go, whoa.
Disgusting.
And now my hot dog smells like fish because I cooked a hot dog after it.
Well, Dwayne, I want you to show everyone that hot dog that you have there. Yeah, hold that up for our simulcast audience there today. Very sloppy, very messy. There's ketchup smeared all over the place. How did you smear the ketchup on the top like that? All over the top of the bun? What did you press it against to be able to have it look like that, Hardy?
My hand.
I saw what happened.
You don't want to know.
My hand.
Gee, T-Bone, when I look over your way, you look a little blurry. Is everything all right?
He's all set.
Somebody's pressed a ketchup-covered hot dog and, up against the glass, separating the studio from the producer's booth.
Everywhere.
And then how'd you get it off?
Napkins.
Oh, the hot dog just fell over on the desk.
And nothing for nothing.
Sorry,
but
Maz will clean it.
Before you complain too much about someone cooking fish in the microwave.
Yeah.
Who brought crab legs into the studio here in the last
that
month or so?
That was a food drop, dumbass.
I don't care if it's a food drop.
Bringing in crab legs in their crab juice.
Oh, man.
Back up.
Unacceptable.
TJ, I was so pissed.
I was rude?
You were rude.
How? How was I rude?
I came in here to eat. I told TJ, bring crab legs. That's the one thing I wanted.
Okay, that's rude. A. Telling someone to bring fish into the radio station. Number two, to bring it into the on-air booth where you're not the only one who works in there. There's other people who do the show with you, and there's a show on after you. So who's rude? It's not a rhetorical question.
Some people don't think I'm rude.
Now he's displaying his rudeness by eating the hot dog in the middle of the show now.
Right.
I appreciated the expensive crab legs he brought in. They aren't cheap.
That's got nothing.
Why don't you go eat the crab legs at Parker's Pub on your own?
I love it there.
Right.
Yeah, so
do that.
Go see TJ at like 3 o'clock.
Normally people bring burgers, steak tips, or fries and stuff as drops, little salads. He tried to jazz it up a little bit.
Well, he always
does. Nice prime rib roast.
Right, well, what's wrong with that? You can eat prime rib.
Yeah, crab legs.
Well, yeah, crab has a certain smell, and there's juice. And you're sitting there sucking on a crab leg here in the studio.
Oh, God, that'd be great right now. I won't bring him in anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah, you fixed that.
Good.
You know, it's one thing if it's steak tips and chicken wings the prime rib. It's a little, you're stepping over some sort of line with the crab
Maz's,
leg.
Maz's soup.
But back to today's hot dog.
Yeah,
Today, somebody cooking fish in the microwave.
It tastes like fish. The hot dog tastes like fish.
Does that mean the window now smells like fish?
Probably.
That would be...
What's the window taste like, though?
So? Yeah, go fish. Look the window.
Well, it's everything's off now.
Zovid-19 in full effect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't make this about me and Parker's Pub. You know what you did. You brought crab legs into the studio.
I bring anything in the studio.
Well, we don't want you to.
Okay. You guys bring stuff
in. Do they smell like discarded carcass
of
bottom dwelling sea creatures?
Did you hear that? You guys bring things in. When have we brought seafood into the studio?
I didn't say seafood.
Well, that's the item that's an issue. That's the item that you are saying is an issue based on nobody should be cooking fish in the communal microwave.
Well, I think that because it gets through the vents and then it smells and recirculates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. It smells like fish.
Good thing there's no vents in the studio and the crab leg thing just magically disappears.
Yeah.
When's the last time Beetle brought something into the studio that made the studio smell bad?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
I don't know.
When was the last time Hardy brought something in that made the studio smell bad?
I don't know. When's the last time I brought something that made it smell bad? Besides crab legs.
Besides the crab legs a few
crab
weeks
legs
ago?
Excluded.
Crab legs excluded.
That fishy smelling hot dog, I'm guessing. I mean, I'm not in there right now, but.
Beetle said, well, you didn't offer me one.
Tuna fish. Like. You've brought tuna fish.
I don't do that.
Wasn't there tuna fish in here?
I don't do tuna fish. Egg salad's good. Good call.
But that didn't smell.
Hardy made an excellent egg salad.
All right, can we go back to these calls if you don't mind?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about the egg salad?
No, I don't.
What about the window hot dog?
How much of that egg salad do you eat? Do you finish it off?
Yes, I'm in.
Rafi, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I got a very, very quick question for you. Mm. I mean, I'm watching all the playoffs, especially for the AFC, and I kept on asking me one question, and I'm going to ask you the same question. Are we going to bring back Coach Luther from the TV series coach back, Bill Belichick's son? Are we going to bring him back? Because Bill Belichick's son, he reminds me of Coach Luther from the TV series Coach. I mean, we cannot bring that guy back.
That is an obscure reference right there. But,
I think he's back.
He's coming back.
I think he's coming back.
Yep.
I never watched Coach.
You ever watch Coach?
No.
What's the main character's name?
It's Dauber, who's got SpongeBob. So.
Coach.
No, the actor.
Oh, Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson.
Thank you.
Kind of got typecast of football coach. He's got head coach of Ampipe.
It's a good one. Good cast coach.
The hell of a defense he came up with up against Walnut Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Coach.
Georgievich should have stayed inside.
Coach's last episode was in May of 97.
He didn't have to blackball him. He didn't just even.
He did. He had it out for that kid.
Kid
worked hard, too.
Well, okay, but he dumped garbage on his lawn.
Do you know that May of 97 is nearly 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It wasn't like the kid that was in Footloose that knocked the girl up and he couldn't go to USC.
Oh.
The tractor guy.
Chris Penn.
Dancing in My Seats. Yeah, he did that song.
That's right. Yeah.
Sean in Dorchester. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. So I'm Brady talking about retirement, and obviously there's a few other factors, obviously, like his family and Giselle and all that. But he's always said he'll retire when he sucks, and he clearly doesn't suck right now. He's playing at an extremely high level, and I kind of think of a parallel where in The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, they asked him if it was satisfying to leave the game, leave basketball at its peak and retire, and he said it was maddening that he didn't want to do that. So I think Brady, as long as he's capable to play, he'll probably do it. Obviously, the family stuff comes into it. That's probably the thing that's driving him away, but I just can't imagine him. If he was like Peyton Manning right now, then, yeah, I think he would retire, but he's still clearly got enough in the tank to try to go win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, except I don't see Tom Brady sucking at any point soon. You think Brady's got four more years left of playing football?
No.
Four.
No.
Okay,
no.
Do you think he could, in 4 years, be a starting-level quarterback who isn't throwing the most touchdown passes in the league?
Yes.
But is better than...
Yeah.
Let's say what Jimmy. Joe Burrow gave his team this weekend, and Joe Burrow wasn't bad.
Could he be better than Jimmy in a playoff?
Oh, God, yeah. He could be better than Jimmy. Sucked this weekend. But name your quarterback from this weekend. Yeah, he could. And so that's why I've never fully bought in the I'll retire when I suck. That's a way of him putting the question off and avoiding people constantly asking him the question of when he's going to retire. And it is a question that he faces so frequently that could be contributing to him just wanting to retire.
Right.
You don't have to deal with it anymore. Fine, enough already. I'm just going to retire. I'm good. See ya. He will retire before he's at a level of suck. He won't let himself get to the suck level. He's not going to do it.
He doesn't suck enough. I don't think he ever will. As long as you're smart and you're healthy and you feel good and you take care of your body, you're still going to be able to make good decisions because you've seen everything. You know what's coming. And as long as you don't like have a bad injury, like a leg injury or neck, he can play a bunch more years. Wouldn't shock me.
In fact, I want to bring up something from Brady that he said back in October.
Okay.
About the family dynamic, which I think could be very important in this, maybe even more so than football. He doesn't suck at football. He could still keep playing football. I bet that same thing will be true a year from now or 2 years from now or even 3 years from now. Yeah. Brady with a bunch of different people on his podcast. The question and answer I want to play is from him and Dan Patrick. We'll get to that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where.
Dialogue.
What did I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brendan on the Cape has a Tom Brady thought as it relates to his future. What do you got, Brendan?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Love the show.
Hey, thank you.
Just want to start off by saying whoever answered my call, the guy's awesome. He deserves a raise. But really? At the same time, I'm just calling about Brady in regards to Man in the Arena. I find it, I mean, with all these rumors that have come out, it's kind of now brings all the pieces together. Like, why would he release this Man in the Arena 10-episode series in a season, you know what I mean? Like, he still hasn't released the episode from last season.
Money.
Almost like he was waiting to release two Super Bowls together, and now he didn't do it. I don't know. It just seems like if he was going to retire, if he wasn't going to retire, he wouldn't release that now. He'd release it the year he was going to retire.
Right, or he just knew that he had it on his mind, that he was going to actually consider retiring and wanted to see how that played out with himself before releasing that final episode, which is going to happen in the spring, apparently, according to his producer, filmmaker extraordinaire, Gotham Chopra.
Gotham.
Hardy's buddy. I found that he was very friendly with Hardy. You guys had some sort of
like they're weird
connection.
Savants.
Sort of kinship there. I don't know what it was, but there was something going on.
We all felt very calmed by his presence.
He was a very easy guy to talk to.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make me nervous.
And
he didn't.
He did not make me nervous. I will say this.
In an instant, I agree with what you were saying. I'm nervous, but like you stick me in a room for 20 minutes. I'm like, all right, now, give me the real deal. What's going on here?
Well, you can't.
Why are you talking to me so slow and very explanatory? Yeah,
how many people could you just spend 20 minutes in a room alone with?
Him?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Zero. I mean that's
zero.
No, I would say your wife.
Yeah. You guys.
Two of your kids.
One.
Just
okay. One kid.
but when we asked this question, I thought you meant like someone who was a stranger that you had just met. And would have a conversation. I thought it was that sort of setting.
You think about this.
Where you could engage, fully engage in a conversation.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes with someone you just met.
You guys don't even count. He only talks to you for like 13 minutes.
And then he's out of the room. And
Elon Musk.
Okay.
I'd like to know how he ticks.
His coffee.
No, his hot dog.
Ticks.
No, his fish-flavored hot dog.
This is what I mentioned earlier, and it's about Tom Brady. This was back in October where Tom Brady did his podcast, which is the Jim Gray Tom Brady podcast thing, the Let's Go podcast.
Let's effing go.
That doesn't say effing in this. But this was a week where they did I don't know that I'd call it a round table, but what basically happened was he had a bunch of big-time famous media people line up on the line.
It was a round table.
And they did a Q&A with him. So, for example, like Peter King checked in with a question, and Adam Schefter called in with his question for Tom Brady, and they just rifled off questions at Tom Brady for like 90 minutes. And every 15 minutes, Jim Gray would then read a commercial. That was basically the podcast last week of October. And I thought this was interesting because Dan Patrick came on and gave him sort of a scenario about kids and wife and work and balance and all that. And here's the answer.
The question I had, you're 6 years younger than I was when I left ESPN. And part of the reason why I left is my wife said to me, you're going to miss your kids growing up. And they were 9 through 15. And I was going to re-sign with ESPN for 5 more years. And she said, they're going to all be out of the house. And it hit me so hard that she was right. And I wonder, you're 44, you have your kids, but that tug of war of wanting to be great, but also, you know, your wife saying, you know, if she does say, like, how do you kind of juggle that where you don't feel guilty going to work or how much time you put in at work and what you might be missing at home?
Yeah, that's it's the same thing here. It's the same thing in this house. And I think my wife has, you know, held down the house for a long time now. And I think there's things that she wants to accomplish. You know, she's hasn't worked as much in the last 10, 12 years, just raising our family and kind of committing to being in a life in Boston and then moving to Florida. But
yeah,
that's an issue. And it's a very difficult issue to reconcile without just saying, hey, it's time to retire. And I think there's, you know, we're coming to the end here too. So I don't want to miss any of the kids' stuff. And I think at the same time, there's a lot of parents who get 2 or 3 weeks off a year that, you know, they work real jobs and real lives. And, you know, I get a lot of time off actually. And there's a big part of my life. You guys probably, when you're running your shows, you don't get a lot of time off. Football players, we get a good, healthy off season. And I try to do my best with the kids, although I wish I was there more. But I think if I was there too much, you know, they might be sick and tired of me screwing up everything that's been going on in the house for a long time too. So I've heard that argument on the other side as well. So I think it's a little teeter-totter from time to time. And I'm trying, like all of us, to do the best we could do, you know, based on, you know, the circumstances.
When's she going?
That's Hardy at the end.
When is she going back to work?
I would just say that I think Brady in that answer told you that, you know, there is some sort of, it's difficult to reconcile without me just saying I'm done because I've got to hear it. He tells you he's hearing it. He's getting it. And I think he also gave you what his argument back is. Well, look at all the time I get off. I get off plenty of time.
Yes.
Oh, if I come home, that's going to mess up the balance around here, guys. I think he's basically giving you the insight as to what his argument is that he puts up against his own wife.
Yeah.
Isn't he revealing that a little bit?
Right. Well, she hasn't worked in a while.
Well, I think he's just giving you both sides. He's telling you what the entire argument in his household is about. Well, I had to go to Boston. Now I'm in Tampa. How long are we going to do this for? I haven't worked in 10 or 12 years.
I'm going to get back to work. I'm going to be the bread.
And Hardy will then again mock her and say, what does she do for work?
I want to pack my lunch.
Do what?
She was a very famous supermodel. She is a fashion person. She works in that industry.
What is a okay, how does that? Okay.
When she walked that football field in Brazil. Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, it was an Olympic stadium. And, yeah. You think anybody could just walk across the floor? Most nope. People would fall down 7 or 8 times trying to walk 100 yards like that. So credit to her. But money is the freedom to do whatever you want. If Giselle wanted to work, she could work. How do you spend time with the family? I don't know. Build a school and have it travel with you wherever you go. You can still spend time together and you can work. You could do that. They are worth what did we estimate earlier? $700 million
at
this point.
Did a Google on that. They're estimated to now be worth $900 million.
OK, so combined. They are almost billionaires. They have more money than they will ever be able to spend. And that type of money buys you the freedom to do whatever it is that you want to do and still have family time. So At least Brady walks it back at the end by saying, like, well, there are people work jobs. They only get a couple few weeks off a year. Yes, that's normal living. I don't have any empathy or sympathy for them for the sacrifices that either one of them has had to make at this point, because you don't have to make any sacrifices. You've got you've got the resources to do whatever it is that you want to do. If you don't want to play football anymore, that's fine. But there aren't too many other things that factor into it.
The only thing I would say that would be a legitimate factor is he does not like living far away from his oldest son. That's it. That he has found out that he does not like that. That he does not like, you know, having to have his son shuffle between New York and Tampa during the season, and that he feels like he's missing out on something. Mm-hmm. And now the kid's in high school, and he's only got so many more years left before he's of the age where, you know, people have their own lives.
Yep.
Right? So that, to me, it's been 2 years now. Maybe after 2 years, he's sort of tired of that. That, to me, would be legitimate on the family front. The other stuff, you're right about.
The kid probably hears about it,
like, give me a break. You're going home to your wife and your kids every single night.
Yeah, Hardy.
Like, what is the problem here? If it's one more year or two more years, but there's that New York-Tampa thing that he might just not want to do and say, you know what, it's not worth it. I don't need the money. I don't need the fame. I don't need the success in football. I've already done all those things.
Do you want to go out on top? Well, there's two ways of looking at it. You can either go out on top by winning the Super Bowl, or you can say, I was still playing at a high level and I retired. Is he still playing at a high level?
Very high level.
Okay, if you're gonna hold out for going out on top after winning the Super Bowl, that's tough. You know how difficult that is to do.
Right. What if he ends up in the same spot again next year? And I bet that's the one thing he's thinking about. What if I go through this again?
That's the draw.
And then I end up as the number two seed and I lose in the division round again.
That's
I'm going to feel
tease.
Like what a waste of time that was.
That's the tease. And that's the hook for him. Because he's not wired to walk away right now. He's wired to walk away a winner. And that's the one challenge. That's the biggest challenge.
Then he should have quit last year.
Yep. Sounds of Sunday coming up next. Stick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
It's time to get crazy!
You ruin them on purpose. You.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's the shtick.
You think that's
dumbass.
Part of your charm. You think that's so charming.
Yeah.
And you do
idiot.
It.
You didn't even know
I ruined it on purpose. That's the point.
Rebecca Black, what happened to her?
I don't know. Moment I Google her?
I think she had a Thanksgiving song. Great video.
I'll tell you what she was incapable of doing. Getting in the pocket.
Let's do it. I heard she got in the pocket quite well.
What does that mean exactly? Explain that.
Her songs were very good. Hit them all in rhythm.
Let's just do the Sounds of Sunday. Titans fell to the Bengals. Last second field goal.
That's
so,
a killer.
You
at
know what
home.
That, you know what that means on these last second game-winning plays?
Is it good?
Touchdown, Titans!
Tale of two calls.
Oh, okay. Maybe not.
And we have two of our favorite broadcast teams.
I know.
This is going to be awesome. So let's start with Titans Radio. Okay?
Love these guys. Love their play-by-play announcer.
He's really good. He's really good.
The Titans looking for anything at this moment. McPherson, right hash. Harris to snap it. Snap. Set, kick, It's good. McPherson has sent the Cincinnati Bengals to the AFC Championship game, knocking off the Tennessee Titans by a final score of 19-16.
Oh,
good call, Mike Keith.
Did you?
Sad you're not moving on.
Did you hear the loud roar from the Cincinnati people? Now, I read this the other day. You know, the league has this policy in effect that you can transfer your tickets, you could sell them.
I saw
this. They shrunk the window only in Tennessee down to 24 hours. This is how pathetic it is for your fan base. That they didn't want a Cincinnati overhaul of the stadium.
Well, it's close, too. I mean, that'd be an easy trip to make.
It's drivable.
They're apparently doing something similar this weekend with SoFi Stadium. They're trying to keep the tickets.
Oh, that'll be all San Fran.
Out of the hands of all the diehard San Francisco 49er fans.
They would absolutely make that trip.
I don't know if you guys know, but those two teams, one has a fan base and one doesn't.
Right.
So for the Rams, it's going to be really hard to get Rams fans to fill the building because there might not be 70,000 Rams fans on the face of the planet.
Wow.
So it's, you know, again, you're dealing with a real team in the 49ers.
They're all in St. Louis.
Even there.
All right,
they moved.
Let's hear the Bengals radio call
Dan
of that
Horn.
Same play.
Oh. Let's hear it.
The target, 52 yards away.
Posterity.
Crossbar, 10 yards off the ground. McPherson ready from 52 yards away. Clark Harris will snap it back to Kevin Huber for the win. The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah, baby.
It is good.
Yeah.
Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun. That is unrealism right there. And the Bengals advance.
This guy has ruined more calls in the history of play-by-play than anyone.
Dan Hort is a great, great guy. There's got to be a point where he just stops in the call and just stares at him with no expression.
It's probably very similar to Sosie having to deal with you. He probably just accepts it as a hazard of the job.
I'm good.
This guy has ruined 10 times as many calls as Zoe has.
What's Dan Hort going to do? What's he going to quit? Right? I mean, what's he going to do?
Right.
He's going to quit the gig? He's in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's calling games.
Yeah.
What's Sosie going to do with Zoe? He's going to quit?
Right leg.
Yeah,
it's on its way.
Yeah,
it is
I just love. I just love bringing up Zoe because every time he's like, I'm not that guy. I'm not him.
He's not. Well, he's not anywhere. He's nowhere close.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, but not like that. Not in that moment.
Four. AFC Championship game, Dan. AFC Championship game.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, thanks for the reset, color guy.
Kansas City, my man.
Can we maybe go back to the beginning of that clip quickly?
Sure.
For the
sacked Aaron Rodgers five.
That's not it.
The Titans.
Nope, that's not it. That's Titans one.
Which one do you want? This
one? Dan Hort, Cincinnati.
52 yards away. Crossbar. 10 yards off the ground.
10 feet.
That'd be a very high crossbar.
Well, they're higher there. They're 30 feet.
Higher than the Green Monster.
No, Green Monster is 37 feet.
So everything about that call sucks, is what we're saying.
Kind of.
Everything about the call sucks.
Yeah. The put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah,
it is good.
Shut up.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I would have loved for that kick to have been wide and him to be wrong. Oh. I thought it was good.
No, baby. No, baby. All right, now we go on to that sound that we previewed a moment ago. Saturday night, 49ers shocking the Packers. Blocked punt for a touchdown. Here's how it was called. 49ers radio.
They have sacked Aaron Rodgers five times tonight. They got Dak Prescott five times last week in Dallas. They blocked the punt. They blocked the punt of Bjork as it's rolling free.
Pick
on
up.
The goal line of 49ers. Troop it. And Talanoa Hufanga scored. Touchdown, San Francisco. They blocked the punt.
Jordan Willis is the guy
Willis
that got
blocked it. Hufanga picked it up in a scoop and a score, and the 49ers are an extra point away from tying the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Greg Papa losing the voice there on the 49ers.
Sounds like Mooch. Steve Mariucci.
By the way, I watched the 30 for 30 on the Tuck Rule over the weekend.
Yes, did I?
Got an advanced viewing of that. Greg Papa was so irate. during that game when he was calling the Raiders games. Oh, my God, was he pissed.
So you didn't like it. I loved it.
It's not that I didn't like it. I just didn't think it was great.
They argued over the call too long.
You hyped it up. You hyped it up, and I'm like, oh, this must be really good.
You get to see Brady's house. You get to see Belichick on it. You get to see all of...
Yeah, Belichick, who was in it for all of 10 seconds.
But he's still dressed. Yeah, I knew it right away. It's a great call.
There's one part, I don't want to ruin it, but Brady tells Charles Woodson, listen, guy, they're not my rules.
Okay? Not my rules.
I'll just
it's like
it
the Baltimore ones. Yeah. Hey, it's a bad rule.
We're going to go on the other side.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
We get a bunch left.
Well, that'd be great.
Wow.
Looking forward to that. We'll do that in 90 seconds or so.
Yeah?
Yeah. Awesome.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.